Hello, 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 my Adonatics. This is the dun 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 the Adon Show, Adon Show, dun 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 the Adon Show, Adon Show, dun 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 the Adon Show. It's great to be back, ladies and gentlemen. It's been quite a feat. Quite the adventure of the London trip. That was so phenomenal, having fun at a wondrous birthday party of lavish elegance, beautiful orchestras, and people dancing and singing as if Fred Astaire was still alive. I'm happy meeting new people, really networking and socializing as an extrovert would enjoy, such as myself. And having a good time. I am blessed to be able to travel. I am happy that I have my family with me, supporting me in my musical career and acting career, so that I'm able to focus on educating myself and learning more to be able to impact the world in the most positive way possible. I'm passionate about languages, music, art, and culture. I want to really get to know the essence of the human psyche and what makes people tick, because I want to see the way that I can find an entrance into the portals of people's subconscious minds to be able to influence them to be positive people and make a difference in the world. The power of music hits directly to the emotions, and the power of mixing correct poetry to that musical arrangement can make wondrous things happen in the mind of human beings. Who am I? Where am I going? What am I supposed to do with my life? All these questions that we ask ourselves, these are the questions that get us onto the right path of divine virtue. What is divine virtue? Divine virtue for me is respecting other people's opinions, is being able to have a dialogue with other people without getting heated up. It's about when you're talking about different points of views, giving the other person the benefit of the doubt and the validation. Letting them know that you don't think that they're stupid and don't discredit what they're saying. I learned this on Charisma on Command, a YouTube channel that I implore all of you to check out. It's very, very cool. So moving on. Divinity, spirituality, empowerment, philosophy, psychology. What I've been talking about in my first season and my first few episodes of my second season, this is a journey that we're on through this lifetime. The purpose of this lifetime is to find meaning, as Jordan Peterson says. He's a writer of a book called The 12 Rules for Life and Maps of Meaning. I implore all of you to check it out as well. To find meaning, which I also think Jordan Peterson got the concept of meaning from a lot of Viktor Frankl's work. Another book that I implore you guys to check out, I exhort you guys to check out, Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl, the psychiatrist who survived Auschwitz. So what is meaning? Meaning is following a life where you're constantly moving towards a goal. Constantly moving towards the future. Having something to wake up in the morning to, something that is your flame. The flame burning, the fuat, the sun that we all revolve around, the astronomical influences on our behavior. When I say astronomical, I mean astrological. I believe that the influence of the stars affect our behavior. The pull of the moon and the gravitational force affect our emotions that are filled with water. A higher dimensions must exist, and lower dimensions must exist. If energy cannot be created or destroyed, it has to be transformed. The Tao Te Ching talks about how the Tao was never created and it can never be destroyed, I believe. If I'm quoting the Tao wrong, please forgive me, Lao Tzu, and all of your disciples. But the Tao Te Ching has been something that I've been reading and listening to quite a bit recently, and it's impacted my life in a positive way. The doing by not doing. When you surrender yourself to the destiny of your life, you find an overwhelming peace. The overwhelming peace that gives us serenity, harmony, and awareness that we cannot control everything that happens in our lives. If anything, we can't control anything that happens in our lives except for how we react to situations. Our free will. If there is a devil, the devil cannot interfere with free will. If there is a devil, the devil cannot interfere with karma. If there is karma, the law of cause and effect is effectively a law. The Kabbalion of Greek and Roman esoteric mysticism and philosophy states the law of cause and effect. It's like throwing a rock into a pond and watching the ripple effect. What you give has to come back one way or another. So what is the meaning of life? It's to do good. It's to treat people right, and it's to do the right thing. I was watching Fantastic Beasts today, the Crimes of Grimwald, and something that really, really caught my attention was this. Dumbledore tells the lead character with the long hair in the face, the young man, he tells him that he chose this young man, lead character of the movie, because he was not searching for popularity. He wasn't searching for fame, and he wasn't searching for power. He was searching to do the right thing. If magic exists, you must be able to invoke higher energies to be able to manage the difficulties and the atrocities and the appalling, terrible aspects of human nature and human psyche that lures between us and our unconscious. This iceberg, we think, is it possible that we are more terrible than we think we are? Is it possible that we're not too different from the evil we observe in the outside world? Jordan Peterson talks about how there are levels of malevolence. There's no doubt about that. But he also states the possibilities and the capabilities and the potential of malevolence that also exists in human beings. The same potential and malevolence to hurt others and to be aggressive and to be evil, quote unquote, that potential exists in all human beings. Now, the difference between me, or between a person that's very evil and me, is that malevolence That potentiality exists on a different level. Find the meaning in doing the right thing. I find the meaning in connection with people. But how can we find a way to be happy depending only on ourselves? I think the point of finding meaning for me is to not depend on outside circumstances I cannot control to be happy and to feel loved. Because that is constantly going to be in fluctuation. If I can't depend on my friend who's a douchebag, and if I can't depend on my girlfriend or my wife who's cheating on me, all hypothetical, or I can't depend on people in my life that are just treating me terribly, I'm stuck, I'm here, I'm alone. Many people in that position of aloneness resort to alcohol and drugs and binge watching Netflix. Not that I have anything against it, because I think there are wonderful stories to be told, but I'm talking about binge watching it as an escape to really facing your true emotions. If there is something that we can depend on that will always be there for us, is the Tao. The universe, the emptiness, the vast greatness where all is created and where all goes back to. Where do we go? Everyone talks about the tunnel of light they see on the NDEs. When I say NDE, I mean near-death experiences. There's a tunnel of light. Why do we all see it when we're about to die? Is there a way? Do the yogis that meditate every day have an insight into the unknown that we don't? Do the monks of Tibet, of the Yellow Dragon lineage, know something we don't know? Do the four elements, wind, water, fire, and earth, have something that we can draw upon in this three-dimensional reality to be able to find power? Does the power of herbs, herbology, mixtures of different substances to create protection from malignant energies exist? I want to know. If there's dark, there's light. The Tao Te Ching says to understand. Yes. To embody the light, you must understand the darkness. A man who is solitary finds true compassion. Stoop low like the ocean, and all rivers will flow into you. Words to the master are no hindrance to him. He has asked questions and he answers. He who knows doesn't speak, but he who speaks doesn't know. And then they say, why? If you know, if you speak, how could you know? There was a poet in China, I believe, that said that a poet and comedian said, if Lao Tzu, in the Book of 5,000 Words, said that he who doesn't speak knows and he who speaks doesn't know, why was he such a blabbermouth? Then it continues to say, that's the problem with spiritual teachers, they have to be blabbermouths. But as the old Zen Buddhist axiom, refrain, and saying goes, words are like fingers pointing at the moon. If you look at the fingers, you can't see the moon. These past few minutes that I've been paraphrasing come from a YouTube link that you can find. Just write Tao Te Ching, and it's a yellow background with, I believe, black and red leaves. And you'll hear an audio version of the Tao Te Ching, which is a big inspiration for me, Taoism. The yin and the yang, the masculine and the feminine. Masculine and feminine energy that exists in all men and women. Some have more, some have less. Of yin and yang. Feng Shui is a real beautiful thing. It's really symbolic. If you want to have the feng shui of love in your house, put pictures and paintings of lovers and hearts and flowers. If you want to have the feng shui of nature in your house, put pictures of trees. Have a tree, have a plant in your house. Depending on our zodiac sign, if it's a fire sign, if it's a earth, water, wind sign, and depending on our whole entire chart that is made, there are specific birthstones that we could have, crystals that could help us, and elements that could balance us. So I implore and exhort all of you guys to just check out astrology. Even though it seems to some people like it might be a little ethereal, wishful thinking, manipulative, sort of cold reading for everyone, like you say something that applies to everyone, give it a chance. Check it out. Go in depth. See what you can learn. See what you can find about yourself. Because that's the point of purpose of life. To keep growing every day. As Tony Robbins says, Kanai. Spelled Canai. Constant and never-ending improvement. Improvement. Constant and never-ending improvement. Please check out Awaken the Master Within. Awaken the Giant Within. Awaken the Giant Within by Tony Robbins. It has changed my life so far. I'm still working on it. I'm on the last quarter of the book. And wonderful things are happening in the world. Jordan Peterson says that there is less hunger and poverty than there's ever been before in the world. I want you guys to look into that. See what you think about that. See what you feel about that. Get some more evidence. Get some statistics. Tell me what you think about that. Leave some comments on Facebook and Instagram as your feedback to everything you're hearing. I love you all, and thank you for tuning in to the dun 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 the Adai Show, Adai Show, dun 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 the Adai Show. Adan Show, dun 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 dun, the Adan Show. Thank you, everybody. Stay classy. Bye bye.